This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland are scheduled to speak later today about a set of new measures meant to address gun violence here in the U.S. One action is a proposed rule from the Justice Department to stop the proliferation of so-called ghost guns that lack serial numbers and are difficult for law enforcement to trace when they are used in crimes. The push for measures to counter violence comes after several mass shootings in recent weeks here in the U.S. British authorities recommending Wednesday that the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine not be given to adults under 30 where possible because of stronger evidence that the shot may be linked to rare blood clots. The recommendation came as regulators in the United Kingdom and European Union emphasized that the benefits of receiving the vaccine continue to outweigh the risk for most people. EU's drug regulator said Wednesday it had found a possible link between the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine and a rare clotting disorder, but recommended the vaccine's continued use. Most of the cases reported have occurred in women under 60 within 2 weeks of the vaccination, but based on the current available evidence, the EMA was not able to identify specific risk factors. Three Hong Kong pro-democracy activists, including well-known publisher Jimmy Lai, have pleaded guilty to taking part in an unauthorized rally in 2019 that led to violence between police and demonstrators. Lai is already being held in custody on charges related to his outspoken opposition to China's crackdown on civil liberties in the territory. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo pledged Wednesday to continue Trump administration's aggressive trade war with China, saying she will work as aggressively as possible to protect American workers and businesses from unfair Chinese practices. Raimondo said tariffs imposed during the Donald Trump presidency and widely decried by Democrats at the time have in fact helped save American jobs in steel and aluminum industries. Overall, the United States is maintaining tariffs on 66% of Chinese exports. Raimondo said those import taxes are needed to level the playing field for international trade. A Pew Research Center survey taken last year found that nearly 9 out of 10 adults here in the United States consider China a competitor or enemy rather than a partner. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said on Wednesday there would be no national lockdown, ignoring growing calls from health experts a day after the nation saw its highest number of COVID-19 deaths in 24 hours since the pandemic began. Bolsonaro said he is not going to accept the politics of stay home and shut everything down. Brazil's health ministry registered 4,195 deaths on Tuesday, becoming the third country to go over that threshold, as Bolsonaro political opponents demanded stricter measures to slow down the spread of the virus. Chile approved on Wednesday the emergency use of the vaccine from the Chinese-Canadian consortium CanSino, restricting its distribution that is, to people between 18 and 60 years of age. The director of the Chilean local drug regulator said the age restriction is due to a lack of studies of the use of this specific vaccine model in elderly people. A lawyer for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says doctors have found he is suffering from two spinal hernias. The doctor told the Interfax news agency that Navalny also has a spinal protrusion and is beginning to lose sensation in his hands. Navalny went on a hunger strike last week to protest what he called poor medical care in Russia. And Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador has defended the 2013 ruling that freed one of the drug lords most wanted by U.S. authorities, even though Mexico's Supreme Court later ruled it was a mistake. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today, in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, oh, my favorite tune, Lunchtime by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, luka ta mwasi yo moko bala. Mario mosalo be kolinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yo te. Ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembi e. Lelo bitumba lobi kosona e na baye.
Si bazai na mbongo yo kandengi azali ko kabayo na mitema ya basi pe na mibali yo motozai na ba diplome mitano Mario sala quand même effort luka mosala Mario pona nini oza ko bebisa ka usambisa kombo na bo Mario ah alembi
ba protinga na pa kolaka zoto ekoma sembe sembe okopete nga na zoka lobina swa maladi ya kanser. Love it, I'm gonna call yo, give me my name.
amusé, Mario. Mario, mon salaco bête la gabana di coco. Panangoya yo. Olingo beba mama mo bokoli.
African beats whale. Let's take some messages from our Facebook friends. And this one says, hello, David Vandy. My name is Idris Adam, BSC in brackets, from Bujode, Nigeria. And I'm a regular listener of the African Beat Show. I love you and your show, David. And please play some beautiful music for me. And I'll so much appreciate it. Idris Adamu from Bujode. Well, let's enjoy the good music now from the old school days. Gabriel Omolo of Kenya and Mario by the great Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here today bringing you old school, the African beat way.
The voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African beat continues. This time to Sierra Leone, Gumbu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gumbu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone.
Thank you.
I Don't Care, Eric Aguirre, Man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old-time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Here is an email now which comes from Mogadishu in Somalia. And the sender is Abdi Nasir Ali. And he says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you?" "Well, I'm fine." "I'm sure you're fine." "I really love this super show of yours, for it is a very nice show. Everybody loves it. You are really the president of the African Beat, and we are the followers of your order. I really love listening to this super show. Sometimes when I am busy, I miss the chance of listening. I regret it. And listen again from the MP3 in the page of VOA. David, you have really done a super job for us. Africans are proud of you, and we wish you well every time, any day." Thanks so much, Abdi Nasir Ali of Mogadishu, Somalia. Thank you very much for that beautifully worded letter there, Abdi Nasir. Well, I hope I continue to keep you satisfied with more music as we move along. Don't forget, today is old school, the African Beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jabate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie, Africa's reggae king from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beto by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jabate of Mali. And here is another email from Bolanle Ojo, and he writes, "Hello, David, from the United Arab Emirates. Wow, do you listen to me right over there? Well, that's good. You are doing a great job. Well done. I just finished watching you on CNN. It would be a great pleasure to be on your show someday. I am a Nigerian. I do traditional gospel, African music, poetry, and chants. And I know I'll be on the African beat someday." Definitely, Bolanle, you will be on the African beat. When the album is out, let me get a copy of it. You can also send it as an MP3 copy to my email and also your bio. Then we can start talking about it and playing your music on the show. Thank you so much for writing to the African beat from the United Arab Emirates. We appreciate your effort. Now let's get on with some music. This is the African beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Lee.
Let's go.
Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire. And Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America. With yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. And I come to your door Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is our next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. The Dark City Sisters of South Africa and Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Edison Uru of Nigeria, and to you, Isaac Sowa in Freetown, Sierra Leone, Joe Wanda, my friend and your family, and not forgetting all members of the African Beat Fan Club around the world. I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.